صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala an, the leader of all Hanafis, a great jurist and a master of his specialist science. But we know Imam Azam as the leader of Hanafis. There's millions of Hanafis in the entirety of our world. But do we know two great characteristics of Imam Azam that we can adopt in our life? The first is the patience that he had, the forbearingness, the ability that when somebody would be angry towards him, somebody would curse him or speak bad about him, he would have patience. He would refrain from anger. And the second, the amount of hatred that he had towards backbiting, that he would oppose backbiting. One, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu ta'ala an, he told Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahimullah that Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is so opposed to backbiting that he has never heard the Imam backbite even his enemies. Imam Azam refrains from backbiting to such an extent that he doesn't even backbite his own enemies. The Imam of Imams, the shining star of the Ummah, Sayyidina Imam Azam, Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala an, was once sat in Masjid al-Khayt in Mina. When a person approached him and he began to ask a question, and he answered it, but this person, he replied that Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri's opinion was such. And Imam Azam, he replied that Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala has made an error in regard to ijtihad in this issue. Now another person, whose face was covered with a cloth, he came and he began to curse Imam Azam. He said that you have backbitten Hazrat Hassan Basri radiallahu ta'ala an. So he have spoken bad about this. Then Imam Azam, he continued to show patience and he had no expression of anger on his face. The other attendees were so furious that look at the way he's disrespecting Imam Azam. He is slandering him and he's accusing him of such. But Imam Azam did not even express any of his anger. He did not show that he was bothered by this. The Imam remained calm and continued to give his answer. And this is a great lesson for us, that if anybody was to mistreat us, have patience with them. That if anybody was to backbite in your majlis, in your gathering of your friends or family, tell them no. This is not our way. This is not the way of Islam. And if we continue to follow the pious individuals, we will automatically be following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will be the gift that we will attain in the end? It will be paradise. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, he who loves my sunnah loves me. And he who loves me will be with me in paradise. So if we follow the way of the Salaf al-Salihin, if we follow the way of the pious predecessors, we will follow the way of Rasulullah. And we will follow Rasulullah into paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to act upon the beautiful conduct of Imam Azam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the love of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.